You're listening to SBS News.
History will be made at the Melbourne Cricket Ground on Saturday afternoon, regardless of which team wins the AFL Grand Final. The Richmond Tigers are looking to win their second Grand Final in 3 years, but the Greater Western Sydney Giants are into their first ever season decider. They'll go into the game without injured co-captain Callan Ward, who says the club's achievement in reaching the Grand Final will be a long-lasting one.
To grow the game, that's what we've been trying to do for 8 years now, to grow the game in the west of Sydney and Canberra has been a massive part of our journey, and to play in the Grand Final, you know, I think it's going to help that, you know, enormously. We're trying our best to grow this game, and to be premiers in your first eight years of the competition would be an amazing achievement.
If Richmond is to deny the Giants a maiden premiership, the Tigers will have to withstand a physical approach from the Sydney team. Defender Ashley Grimes says he's confident his team will meet any challenge GWS lays down.
Yeah, it really depends on what they throw at us, but I think the strength of our back seven this year has been the versatility and changing of opponents. So we've got our structure that we'll go in with, and then how they play, we'll adjust accordingly.
In the NRL on Friday night, South Sydney will travel to Canberra to take on the Raiders for a place in next weekend's Grand Final. The Rabbitohs suffered a late blow, with representative winger James Roberts ruled out with a thumb injury. The game has been billed in the media as the Battle of Britain, with no less than seven English players in all on the field, a new NRL record for a single match. But despite that, the match is a sellout regardless. Rabbitohs coach Wayne Bennett says he doesn't have to work too hard to motivate his side at this point.
No, I don't think I have to do much. I think on occasion, if you don't want to play here tomorrow night, what have we been doing all season? You know, this is what you play for, to be in these games, and there's only four clubs left now, and obviously Canberra's sold out, and it's going to be a great night. And if you're a young man and football's your love, that's where you want to be, so it's not hard to get up for that.
The Raiders are aiming for a first premiership in 25 years, and the Canberra co-captain Jared Croker says the excitement in Canberra is growing ahead of the showdown with South Sydney.
It's good. It's good for the town. It's good for the community. I know everyone's excited. All your mates and that have been ringing me up, they're more excited than me, I think. They've got all the tickets and the buses coming over. So, it's everyone's excited. It's a good feeling.
On Saturday, it's the reigning premiers, the Sydney Roosters, against the Melbourne Storm at the Sydney Cricket Ground. Not since Brisbane in 1993 has a team won back-to-back premierships. And if the Roosters don't make it to the Grand Final, it'll be Cooper Cronk's final game of NRL. But the former Melbourne Storm player says he doesn't want the focus before the game to centre on him.
This football club sacrificed a lot for me to be here, and my responsibility is to play my best football, and that's the way I'm approaching it. Whether it's my last game or whatever, it doesn't faze me. I'm about this football team, red, white and blue jersey, go out and compete and see what happens.
And in women's cricket, Australia's women get a big home season underway against Sri Lanka on Sunday in the first of three T20 internationals at North Sydney Oval. It's a welcome chance for some of the leading batters to get a hit after an unbeaten tour of the West Indies this month left many feeling hungry for runs. One of those players is vice-captain Rachel Haynes.
Our team's been so dominant over the last little bit. I probably haven't spent as much time in the middle as I would have liked, but yeah, I'll get an opportunity at some point throughout this series, I'm sure, and then obviously the Australian domestic summer too.
John Baldock, SBS News.